Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We continue from a moment ago. I want to establish the energy in this room is precious. And it's precious no matter if you feel it's precious or not. It's precious because it is. And it's free choice for the human to find something that is elevated beyond what they expect. It's free choice for the human being to go beyond that which perhaps they've inherited of what they believe they should think. I want to talk about that. The preciousness is a compassion that is soul compassion, soul coherence. It's all of those things combined when you consider what might be in the room because you're here. You have a mistaken idea that Spirit, God, Source, or whatever would send a plethora of angels to warm the place up so you could come and celebrate. And you don't know. Made in His image. And the image is divinity and love and compassion and the ability to do marvelous things. That's made in His image. And you've heard it all your life. That's who you are. And so I'm going to project this in a way I haven't before. Dear humanity, dear ones in this room, dear listeners, your reality is what you inherited. I'll say the word, you have synthesized a reality that you've inherited from your parents, from their parents, of what everything does. The reason why you're here, your lifespan, what you can do, what you can't do, how you should act, what's going to happen. All of it. Inherited. And what you continue to do is to synthesize that reality. One generation tells the other generation who they are, what might happen, and where you're going. And I don't know if you've ever really thought about it. You are a product of what your parents have said. And from the very beginning, they start telling you what humans do and what they don't do and what's proper and what's not and how long you live. They give you the whole paradigm of what they were told and what their parents told them. And when I say you synthesize it, I say it because that's not exactly right. You see, the human is bigger than that. That's the 33% that I've talked about before that your DNA simply accepts and works with. Easily catching disease, easily doing all manner of things. You weren't built that way. That's not who you are. Oh, you are so much more. Did you know in a channel that we had in the past, we even told you that your lifespan is 2-3 times what you think it is. But because you have synthesized what it should be, you believe it. And therefore, that becomes your reality. I have objections from those who are logical and intellectual that said, wait a minute, Kryon, stop the channel. Because we believe in science, measuring statistics. Not the energy that you talk about, not the 33%, nothing. We believe because we've measured the lifespan of thousands of human beings. They become data points. We've seen the bell-shaped curve. We know how long humans live. You're living a little longer today because of nutrition than you were before. It's science. You can't say that humans were designed to live 2 or 3 times that long. Look at the facts. And here's my answer. And I hope I make it acceptable and believable. You've carefully plotted the data points that you plot because every single one of them you created. And in the end, you come up with a chart, and you calling it science, and it's a map of your own dysfunction. And you present it as proof. That is a synthesized reality. I told you before, I said that your lifespan is much higher than that. And who's the first who's going to go for it and discover it and claim it and realize that consciousness is linked to it? And what you believe starts to become the reality, not what you've been taught. All of you have been through a major paradigm shift in your life called childhood. There's another one that you are facing. A paradigm shift that is going to bring you out of your inherited culture. And there will be those of you who come out of it, and those of you who won't go there, because it's too uncomfortable to even consider. What was it like when you were a child? Your reality was protected. You weren't paying mortgages. You weren't doing any of these things, dear ones. You were a child. And in that, there was a time when you grew up. That's a paradigm change. When you started to take the responsibility, when your hormones started to change, when the chemistry, your size, all of those things, a metamorphosis. You've been through this. Yet, in that one, it was natural. Your parents held your hand all the way, and you were there. Or those around you held your hand all the way. So many of you can remember the first time you heard somebody say that you were a woman or a man. And how special that was. A metamorphosis out of childhood. There's a famous scripture that says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became an adult, I put away childish things. And it's scriptural because it's metaphoric. To awakening to a higher consciousness of understanding. The history that you have called your reality is like the childish things that you're going to put away when you start realizing that there is so much more. So much more. The question always is, what's there? How do I get there? How long will it take? What am I facing? But before you even go there, I want to give you a little story. I like to tell stories, and I like to tell them as though you were a child. And I tell the story to show you the profundity of who you are. You won't forget the story. You might forget the channel. You won't forget the story. In today's world of modern animation and storytelling, there's often what you would call cartoons in the old days, where many of the personalities are machines. Cars will have their own personalities, no humans around, just the machines. And so that's where we're going, into a child story of Johnny Boing Boing. He was a machine. Now, machines aren't that bright, and they're not that intellectual. He was just happy to be here. But he kept jumping up and jumping up, boing, boing, boing. And what Johnny knew about himself as a machine was this, that he was powerful and he was fast. And he spent his life with other little machines, all happy, all working together, but they would race occasionally. Oh, Johnny Boing Boing, he won every single time. I mean, he didn't just win. He blew him away. And it was fun. It was fun to race. In those days, on this place, there weren't a lot of mirrors. He couldn't really see. But he was told he had a set of wheels that made the difference in his power and his speed, different than any other of the vehicles. And that the amazing power of his engine would go and would blow all of them away. They didn't even want to race anymore. Made him a judge. Because he would always win. Cute little Johnny, boing, boing. Always leaping up, boing, 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 boing. Didn't understand that part either, but he tried his best. And as the story is told in this mythology, it goes like this. They all said, well, you know, we don't last that long. Not machines really don't. But it's really okay because we go to machine heaven. And when we are then disassembled and we're no longer functional because we're old, we get rebuilt. In machine heaven, our parts are sometimes reused, sometimes we get new, we come back as new machines. It's good news. But you're going to meet the machine God, the creator God, the one who made all of us beautiful, they said. And as the mythology went, when you stop being a machine and you go into this machine heaven, you're going to find out things you didn't know. There's going to be a review of your life that is not something that is judgmental. It's beautiful. It's like a book. They'll make a book. In time, little Johnny, boing, boing, indeed, got old, couldn't go very fast, and realized it was time. Wasn't long before, indeed, he was at the foot of the machine God. Beautiful. What a feeling. He was so happy to be there. He saw all manner of things he didn't understand there. And in front of him, this big golden machine. Johnny, boing, boing. So good to see you again. We love you. Johnny said, yes, I was told you'd say that. It's so beautiful. Can I go back again? And the voice said, oh, yeah. We'll get you all polished up and we'll put you back in service. But Johnny, I have to ask you a question. And Johnny said, what is it? Little Johnny, boing, boing, what is it? What is it? He said, well, you didn't really fulfill your full potential, you know. And little Johnny looked up and said, oh, I was the fastest thing on the planet. I beat them all. I could race faster than any of them. And the voice said, yes, but Johnny, you're a Boeing 747. Who are you, dear ones, really? You are designed to fly with peace and compassion and soar beyond any consciousness that you've ever inherited, any of them. You were designed to go way past the synthesization of who you were told you could be. You were designed to work together corporally like you never have ever seen or ever thought you would. You were designed to be protective against any disease on the planet. Did you know that? But all of this takes a human being to step out of the synthesis, to step out of the cultural inheritance of what you were told you were. And that sometimes is an issue, a problem, a trouble, scary to some. How do you do it? We'll sit here and say yet again, the first step is to understand you can fly. The first step is to understand that you're not who you were told and to cognize it. And that is to say, know it at the intuitive core level. I am not who I was told. And at that, there is a beginning of discovery, self-discovery. Absolutely unique for every single human being. That's why I'm not going to give you step 2 or 3 or 4. Because it'll be different for all of you. How long does it take? What do you find? What's next? Don't you understand that because you are a unique creature, having lived all of the lives you've lived, there's no one like you. No one. So the progress you will make in the discovery of self is unique, totally. It's not like anyone else. You can't make a rule book that's generic and one pill fits all. It won't work. But here's some magic I want to tell you about. You make an assumption anytime that you are told by a guru, by a channeler, by a leader, by a teacher, you make an assumption you're going to have to climb some steps. You're going to have to do some things to get there. You may then decide, well, I don't want to really go to that trouble. I'm kind of happy where I am. You know, it's not something that I need to do. And here's what I want to tell you. Follow the logic. If you were designed to fly, a metaphor for the peace that's possible, the compassion, the wisdom, the consciousness. If that's your design, it is already there. It's in you. You don't have to go find it. You don't have to go ask for it. You don't have to go pay for it. It's there. It's already there. Now, I want you to pause for a moment. In this energy, I'm going to give you another metaphor, and I've given it before, and that is of the rest of your body. That enhancement that is coming is sitting there with its hand out saying, coming or not, coming or not. It's already there. You, your soul, your innate, your intuition, your Akash, all involved in an illuminated, high consciousness human being, a transition, a paradigm that is already ready to take. The hard part, believing it. The next hard part, stepping off the cliff. And when you do, you're going to be caught very firmly in the hands of the Creator of Spirit. The metaphor is clear. Dear ones, you're taken care of. You're never alone. All of these things that you're looking at, the next step in your evolution, the change of paradigm, all of these metaphors is you discovering you more than you ever have before. And one thing leads to another because you're going to be pulled through that hole, that old hole, that old paradigm, by an intelligent you who has always been there, ready for you, standing beside you. You're not going to have to climb the stairs alone or discover things for yourself. It's there. You just have to take away the dark cloud that covers it. Believe it's there. Does it sound too simple? It's never simple for a human being to change themselves. You like the paradigm you're in a little too much. But this is what the old soul was designed for. The caterpillar who turns into the butterfly. This is what you are, designed and ready, and the timing is now. Go from this place, understanding things you didn't before, even a little bit, even a little. You might pause tonight when you're alone to yourself. Dear Spirit, I heard the channel. I believe it. I want to move into those places that are new for myself. Help me to do it, step at a time. I'm going. I'm ready. I'm there. And then stand back. If you meant it, things start happening. You don't have to reinvent it. You don't have to climb the mountain. The mountain will come to you. This is the message, and it always has been. And it always will be in these days of a changing humanity. And so it is.